Welcome to the Edutainer Podcast, Season 6.5. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Why Season 6.5? Because this month, during the month of July, my fellow Americans, I'm going to help you with one tip each and every day to help you save money on your prescription drugs. This mini-series for Season 6.5 is entitled Red, Blue, and You, Ways to Save on Your Prescription Drugs. Hey everybody, Erin Albert. I'm back for another savings tip for Red, Blue, and You, ways to save on your prescription drugs right here in the US of A. Today's tip, number 6, is all about, is there an app for that? Okay, smartphone apps. What I'm about to suggest to you, I know I can see some of you doing the eye rolling over there. I get it. My phone is jammed up too, but bear with me. So let's say, hypothetically, that your smartphone goes with you everywhere you go. And that's true for the majority of Americans now. What I think you might want to look into with your healthcare plan is to check and see if your prescription benefit manager or PBM offers to you an app for your prescription drugs. Now, I know you're probably saying, hold up, Erin, you just, you know, in previous episodes said maybe cash price is better than using my insurance. And I get that. I get that. But having a smartphone app on your phone can give you several things. Number one, it can give you a copy digitally of your drug formulary. Many PBM apps have your drug formulary included in the app. So when you walk into your doctor, you have the list of drugs that are covered on your formulary. And remember, we talked about open formularies and closed formularies. Sometimes your drugs aren't even covered on those closed formularies. There are other drugs that are used to substitute for them. So it's important for you to share with your physician or your provider what's covered on your drug formulary first and foremost. I'm trying to help you manage your digital paperwork by possibly exploring downloading the app. Also, some apps will allow you the ability to either set up notices when you need to get refills, or they give you reminders that you need to do drug refills. I'm going to let you decide whether or not you can utilize the extra space on your smartphone for yet another app. I know I just replaced my own smartphone and it was a mess to change because I had to change it because I was running out of space on my old phone. So I get it if you just don't have the space and you do a lot of videos and TikToks and whatever on your phone. I totally get it. But if you do have the space on your phone, it might be wise to download a copy of the PBM app if you have a commercial plan through your day job and or your PBM offers that smartphone app to you. It's just a better way to manage all of your medications in one place, see the drug formulary, and have a copy of it ready to go when you talk to your provider. That's my super easy peasy tip for the day. If you got the space, might want to download that smartphone app. I hope that helps. I'll be back again soon with yet another tip. Ways for you to save on your prescription drugs. Until next time, take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Edutainer Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Season 6.5, be sure to connect with me over at LinkedIn. I'm at Erin L. Albert there, or you can connect with us on Twitter. My handle there is Erin L. Albert as well. Be sure, last but not least, to check out my current employer, Cost Plus Drugs, Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs. Our website there is costplusdrugs.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.